This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm very pleased to have with us in the studio today two very special guests. It's part of our remembrance during the 60th anniversary of the epic film Salt of the Earth. Eva Bodenstadt is from Mexico City. She's the granddaughter of Rosaura Revueltas, lead actress in Salt of the Earth. In March of 1953, her grandmother was arrested and deported from Bayard in Grant County, where the movie was being filmed. I'm also joined by Bill Jericho, the son of Paul Jericho, the film's producer. Jericho was part of the group of filmmakers known as the Hollywood Ten, who were jailed and then blacklisted for their alleged communist affiliations and sympathies. It's great to have both of you with us today on Images. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
It's good to have you here. You know, I want to start off with, in your journey, having you tell us about how you became aware of this part of your family's history. Eva, why don't we begin with you?
Yes. Okay. 11 years ago, 2003, I'm walking in the streets of Santa Fe, filming Virgin of Guadalupe. It was the 12th of February. And it was cold. My boyfriend was entering a coffee shop, and I say, I don't want a coffee, so I filmed this Virgin. And then it was so cold that I say, oh, God, I got to step into the coffee place. And when I opened the first door, there were two doors. I closed the first door, and in the next one is the face of my grandmother in front of me in a poster that says Politics and Films and Politics, National Conference about the Salt of the Earth. I take the poster with me and search who was doing this conference. Was the University of Santa Fe. We drove to the university, and I start seeing the face of my mother on the right, on the left, everywhere, in pins, in T-shirts. And I enter the film school and got to the people that made this this conference. And this, I told the secretary, hello, who you did this? And I said, well, my chief. And I said, call him, because I'm the granddaughter of Rosaura Revueltas. So they invited me to they were, of course, like, wow, no, I mean, that's big. And that was really the first time when I really realized who was my grandmother at the other side of the house.
That's an amazing story. Amazing story. Bill, can you top that?
Well, let's see. My father had been recently blacklisted in about 1950. We went to what we called a radical dude ranch in San Cristobal near Taos. And there we found, taking some R&R from a strike in Grant County, Clinton Jenks and Virginia Jenks and their kids. And they began to describe to us and to other people, whoever would listen, a strike that was going on in Grant County that was exciting and difficult. In which the strikers had been forbidden to picket, and their wives had taken over the picket line. And we went there. We went and looked at the event. We met some of the people, and I myself marched on the women's picket line in the strike, and we were so intrigued, my father was so intrigued, that he went back to Hollywood and talked to his friends, also recently blacklisted, about possibly making a film about this subject. And Mike Wilson, the screenwriter who was my uncle, married to my mother's sister, wrote a script that involved telling about this strike, and he went to Grant County and sat in and talked to people and tried to figure out what their leadership, what the members would like to see in a film. And he wrote it very carefully, and it's a beautiful script, one of his better credits. He was quite successful both before and after The Blacklist. And then they found money with some difficulty to make this picture. They went to Grant County. The strike was over. It had been successful from the point of view of the union. But making the movie was almost as exciting. Mm. And there are a lot of stories in Grant County about that people remember 60 years later about how the movie was made.
And it had such a big impact. Tell me about the effect this had on your family, this experience, and being blacklisted and being involved with this film, which was blacklisted as well.
Yes, the Blacklist was an enormous event. It affected several hundred people in Hollywood, and also there were related events throughout the country, especially for teachers and union people.
Mm-hmm.
The House Un-American Activities Committee, there was also a Senate committee, the McCarthy Committee, that originally had hearings in 1947 of the Hollywood Ten, who because it was still legal to be a communist, and they didn't want to say whether they were communists, had to take a First Amendment position that the committee shouldn't be investigating what was going
right.
on.
But you mentioned that in the case of your father, that after being blacklisted, he regained success and was able to recover from that experience professionally.
It took a very long time.
Yeah.
Even at the heart of the blacklist, when it first started, he didn't appear until 1951.
Mm-hmm.
And he could work, but only completely secretly. At first, even the producer couldn't know that he had written the script. And then the producer could know, but no one else could know.
Right.
And, of course, many of the writers didn't have that advantage. They weren't so well known that they could write under the table.
Ava, I mentioned your grandmother was the lead actress in Salt of the Earth and was deported. Tell me her story after that occurred. After she was deported, and how this had an effect on your family?
Well, after she was deported, she went to Mexico, and they filmed the last images needed for the ending of the film in Mexico without knowing that nobody knew that. It was very difficult because the FBI was outside of the door of my grandmother since then. From then on, many, many, many years. And
In Mexico?
In Cuernavaca, yes.
Goodness, okay.
And she couldn't film any more because the McCarthy era told Mexico, we don't want this actress to be known. So the doors of her career as an actress were closed in Mexico. She knew that when she was reading the script because Herbert Biberman went to Mexico to search for a Mexican actress, but none of the Mexican actress wanted to do this film because it wasn't a Hollywood film, and at the other side the script didn't interest them because they didn't have any motive to fight for justice and equality.
And we're still fighting today. Tell me your thoughts on the contemporary relevance of Salt of the Earth and the treatment of immigrants, of women, of workers. And we're still struggling with all of these challenges today, albeit in different ways, but there is still oppression.
There is not still oppression. I think that it's even worse. Because the frontiers are more, even if the frontiers are there, more people are coming to get a better way of life. And in that sense, I'm losing myself. Hold on,
Bill. This is something that I know is a big part of the discussion at NMSU and really all over the country when people watch this film, that there is great contemporary relevance to many of the subject areas still today, which is amazing when you think about it.
Well, the film was made at a particular time and place, but yes, we still have union issues and minority issues and women's issues.
Yeah. It's truly amazing, in particular, thinking about in recent times, there has been such a an outcry for immigration reform, and yet it seems over and over again it gets stalled. And even the most minimal type of immigration reform, such as young people who only know the United States as their home. They were brought here perhaps as little children, maybe even babies. And there is not enough political will in Congress to pass something. Your thought on
that? Well, that's certainly true. There are people in Congress who won't pass reforms that seem obvious to some of us.
Yeah. Ava, your thoughts?
Well, Obama was just in Mexico, and they only spoke about the Tratado de Libre Comercio. They didn't speak about migrants.
Yeah.
They didn't. And the important part on this is that not only that the people and the young people that are here will not go back, but maybe their parents need to go back. They're going to split. They are like split out. And the other thing is that, for example, in Mexico, with all the situation that we are living there, if the immigrants wouldn't be sending all that money to our country, I think we would have a civil war. Because 30% of the income of the Mexican people in America that are Indians is supporting the Indian towns in Mexico.
Very interesting. Bill, when you talk about this part of your family's history and about the film, what do you most want people to take away from the discussion?
Well, the blacklist was, of course, distressing, went on for a long time. My parents were always optimistic about the country, and I think many people were. There was at the 50th anniversary of the 10 hearings, meaning in 1997, there was an apology of the film industry to the blacklisted people that was very elaborate. Each of the talent guilds had a portion, and people spoke. My father spoke, and this part of his testimony to the committee was read by Kevin Spacey, and there was a letter from the producers saying that they didn't like the blacklist anymore either. And several people said, watch out, this could happen again. And this was just before, a few years before 9/11, when something very similar began to happen to Arabs and Muslims in this country.
Absolutely. Very important warning. Ava, same question for you. What do you want people to take away from this discussion, this important discussion that we're having?
Of Salt of the Earth, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, in Salt of the Earth, you can see how the women's vote for the first time in the women's history. And that came because they find out that they were discriminated as well in their work. No, they needed to be chopping wood to warm up the water, to wash everything what they needed to wash for their houses. And today the women's are still fighting to be recognized as a common human being. they don't, in the apex of the sense of common, I mean, a woman is as a man, and there is, even today, it's not seen like that. And it's very, very sad. I mean, it's so obvious.
Important to remember, important messages that we get during the 60th anniversary of Salt of the Earth. Ava Bodenstedt and Bill Jericho, thank you both for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.